Sweeney under center, rolls to his right, and they try and bring it back in the middle, and it's fumbled, and Howard Reach comes up with it. Callum Cook can't hang on to it, though, and it's a pile right on the 18-yard line. No word yet, and they're saying second down. Callum Cook found his football in his hands. He didn't even realize it. He dropped it nearly, and it hits the turf one more time, and Ubley bounces on it. And all in all, it's about a loss of four on the play. Loss of two on the play. Brings up second and 12.
I'm not sure what happened there, how that ball got bouncing around so well, but Colin Cook had a Christmas present in his lap. And instead of just corralling the ball and falling on it and putting themselves in great field position, tried making a big play and never fully got his hands on it, probably did a nice job to recover the ball.
Our reach brings the blitz, and they meet number five, Kurt Kowalski, ahead on the line of scrimmage. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, gain of two on the play. Now third and nine, third and 10 at the 21-yard line. 54 seconds before halftime. Ubley has not called any of their timeouts yet in this first quarter, first half, and doesn't look like they intend to do so either.
Number 35, DJ Ridner, makes the tackle, and looks like Coach Kaufman here is looking to, I don't think he wants to put the ball into Harbor Beach's hands one more time with any sort of time on the clock here, so he's just going to hold for something big.
And there's the snap rolling to his right. On the keeper, he has room to run. He has a blocker in front. He has the first down off to the 40-yard line to the 50. And he's back to the 40 of Harbor Beach and finally forced out of bounds by Avery Wainer at the Harbor Beach 34-yard line. They go from a third and eight to a first and 10 deep into Harbor Beach territory from the 20-yard line to the 34. A gain of 46 yards on the play.
Just like we have been talking about, Clark, they're going to have to use the sideline to their advantage and get it in the hands of some speed. And Sweeney fooled the defense and got drowned to the outside. And good blocking out there. Sprung him loose for a big gain. Now, let's see, with 19 seconds left, they're going to have the ability to call some timeouts and try and maybe put some points up here.
That was a 36-yard game. My apologies there. I can't pass tonight on Friday night. Sweeney looking to pass from the Harbor Beach 34-yard line. Rolls to his left. Has a man receiver wide open. That's number 12. Goes right through the hands of Brian Bland. Had he caught that, he would have had to pay dirt in front of him. But it stops the clock with 13 seconds before halftime. 21 Harbor Beach, Ubley 7.
Bland got in behind the defense, run a nice route using his speed. Sweeney laid it out there for him, maybe just a touch out of his reach, but did go right through the fingertips. Potentially a sigh of relief for the Harbor Beach defense.
Second and 10 from the 34-yard line of Harbor Beach territory is the Bearcat offense. Right to left crosser radio. Sweeney back to pass one more time. Rolls to his right out of the pocket. And right to the hands of a Harbor Beach defender. That's number three, Colin Cook, at the 30-yard line. Runs it back to the 35. And a turnover, a first interception of the night for Nick Sweeney into Harbor Beach's hands. And with 0 seconds on the clock. So that's how the first half is going to end. Harbor Beach with a 14-point lead. Harbor Beach 21, Ubley 7. You're tuned, you're home for high school football, WLEW.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Harbor Beach with a 14-point lead over rivals Ubley Bearcats, 21-7. Let's tell you how we got here. All the action started with a 9-minute drive, 9 minutes and 36 seconds to be exact, for the Bearcats. Resulted in a Ryan Hag 1-yard rush for the touchdown, with the PAT being good, 7-0 at the 2:24 mark in the first quarter. Harbor Beach responds with their own touchdown themselves. Only took them a minute 29 to do so. And Derek Buff ends the drive with a 3-yard rushing touchdown. Extra point was good, 7-7. Next drive, Ubley has to punt at 10:26 in the second quarter. And then Harich responds with another touchdown. Derek Puff finds himself in the end zone one more time, makes it 14-7 after Nick Hessen PAT was good. Hubley then punts again for the second time of the night. After that, in Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft into the end zone with 3:25 before halftime, 21-7, Harbor Beach. That's where we're at right now, Dave. Recap that whole first half for me.
It started out with Hubley having the football first, and Coach Kaufman being very very selective, very nickel and dimish on offense, taking 3-4 yards with that wing tee. Was very successful, as we said, mentioned. Blew 9 minutes off the clock, leading to a 7-0 lead, keeping Harbor Beach's offense off the field, which is goal number one. Unfortunately, when they did get on the field, it only took them a minute and 20-some seconds to score as they threw the ball downfield and did as they pleased. Hubley then had two more possessions that led to punts, and then obviously the pick at the end of the half, which really made no difference. They were just trying to force it downfield as time expired, but two punts there as Harbor Beach's defense made the proper transition to making them stops and getting the ball into Kraft in the offense's hands. Derek Puff explodes on a big-time run as Harbor Beach was pass. They mix in a little run. Puff goes and hits a home run there, a long touchdown run. And then another drive that led to multiple runs for Harbor Beach that didn't put the ball in the air much at all. And Eli Kraft had the quarterback keep himself for the score. So far, Harbor Beach's offense has been perfect on drives. Probably started out with the proper theory in ball control, time of possession, keeping Harbor Beach's offense off the field. Unfortunately, if you don't get first down, you're giving good field position to Harbor Beach, and they took advantage of that.
Well, let's go through the individual stats. Overall, as a team, Ubley only has 56 yards less than Harbor Beach, even though there's two touchdowns more for Harbor Beach. First for the Bearcats, 135 yards altogether, all coming from the rushing game. They've attempted two passes, both incomplete from Nick Sweeney, and one interception. On the rushing side of things, Kurt Tomoski, number 5, has 5 carries for 18 yards. Brian Bland, number 12, 2 carries for 4 yards. Number 20, David Rakowski, 7 carries for 27 yards. Ryan Haig, number 42, leading all runners with carries and, well, not yards, 9 carries for 33 yards. And Nick Sweeney, 5 carries for 53 yards.
Minus that 36-yard run by Sweeney, none of the Ubley runners are averaging over 4 yards a carry. So it's been very 3 yards here, 4 yards here for the Ubley offense. Eventually, Sweeney finally broke loose, and he's probably their biggest home run threat when it comes to speed. So look for Coach Kaufman to try and get him a few more plays like that to try and really spread out the Harbor Beach defense.
On the Harbor Beach side of things, they have 191 yards altogether, 125 rushing, 66 yards passing, for a total of 14 plays, 9 rushing, 5 passing. Kraft is 3-for-5 in passing tonight for 66 yards. Colin Cook with 1 grab for 8 yards, Aaron Ginther for 11, and Avery Wainer for 47. In rushing, only, like I said, only 9 carries, but Derek Puff with 60 yards, including a 54-yard run. Austin Selt, 1 carry for 32 yards, and Eli Kraft, 4 carries for 33 yards.
Looking at that, again, Kraft really making some plays downfield, averaging over 13 yards of completion. So that's big time for Harbor Beach whenever they need a big game. They just put it in his hands and make it happen. He's also ran the ball extremely well. Derek Puff doing a great job getting small yardage on third and short and obviously on the touchdown run. And then they gave it to him at midfield, and he actually showed some breakaway speed there and scored from 50 yards out. The receivers, on the other hand, for Harbor Beach have been very solid. Just the one pass that maybe was dropped there could have been a completion. Other than that, all around Harbor Beach's offense is rolling, and everything's clicking on all cylinders right now.
It's such a weird stat sheet to look at. There's barely anything on the Harbor Beach side of things. They ran 14 plays, probably ran 30. Yet Harbor Beach has 56 more yards at 191 compared to 135 of Ubley. What's Ubley need to do in the second half to get back in this thing?
Ubley's defense is going to have to find a way to force some turnovers, a punt. Again, Harbor Beach is very high risk on offense. They're not afraid to throw it downfield. They're not afraid to let Kraft take the ball and run it himself on broken plays or plays where there's nothing going on. They're going to have to find a way to slow down that offense, maybe force